Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, talking about toys of the week at Entertainment Earth. This week, we're going to look at Star Wars Fighter Pod Series 4. Not any specific launcher sets, but the 4-packs and blind bags. It's a good series. There's a lot of new figures. There's a few repainted figures. And there's some figures that are pretty similar to figures you've already bought. The four exclusive 2 blind bag figures are the ones you should be the most aware of, because these are the ones that are going to make you work the hardest to track down. There's Jango Fett in his poncho without a helmet. There's a flamethrower trooper from Geonosis from the Clone Wars. There's Plo Koon, Jedi Knight. And there's also Clone Commando Boss from the Clone Wars and the Rebel Commando games. These are only in blind bags. They're not in every blind bag. So you're really going to be feeling around for those and lucking out. You might want to trade with your friends to make sure you get them. The 4-packs are randomly selected from a group of a couple dozen figures. Figures include Luke and Han in Stormtrooper outfits with muddy leg armor, R5-D4, Greedo, holographic figures like Lando Calrissian and Darth Vader. We got new Clone Trooper repaints. I should have brought the bucket of them over here so I could look through them easier. But there's also like a lightning-struck Luke Skywalker and some other pretty creative ideas for the molds. Oh, and Asajj Ventress and Captain Fordo from the Clone Wars cartoons. They're an inch-ish tall. Let me get my tape measurer, because I can never remember exactly how tall these are. It is, yeah, about an inch on the dot. I'd say a hair over. And those are pretty cool. The figures have holes in their bottom, under their feet. And some have small holes, some have large holes. The large holes are the same size as a Lego stud. So if you have a Hot Wheels fig rig or a Lego brick, you can stick these to them. Each figure set includes at least one clear, colorless fighter pod. You can put the figure in there or stick them to the top and the bottom. And the 4-packs include what are basically salad tongs. They're fighter pod spinner launchers or spin fire launchers. You stick the pod in there, you squeeze it, launches across the room. Really clever mechanism, lots of fun. I recommend giving it a shot. You'll have fun with it. There are dozens of figures to collect, and this is the fourth series. In addition to Star Wars, there are Spider-Man spider pods. My air conditioning just went off, so let's see how that sounds on the recording. There's also Star Trek fighter pods and Despicable Me battle pods. Am I forgetting any? I might be forgetting one of them. There's a lot of these, but they're small and collectible, and if you get all 100 and some, you could probably fit them all into a shoebox and have room to spare. So as a collector who is running out of room, I can appreciate that, because, hey, if it doesn't take up any extra space, that's the greatest thing in the world. Oh, and they're so small, if you live in a home or apartment, you can actually stick them on top of your door jams. The shelf up there is just wide enough, and the figures are just small enough where you can display them up there with no real problems. So that's an extra clever place to put them, if you're so inclined. I might put some up there. I'm not going to confirm or deny that. But I really like them, and I think you will too. I don't know how much more juice the line has left in it, so it might be done after a Series 5 or a 6. I haven't seen many previews of upcoming figures or rumblings about it. Like last year, we saw this series, but I don't think they showed anything beyond this series. So I'm just guessing this could be it, but there's probably going to be a chance to do another round. They're pretty cool. So go out and pick up Series 4 while you can. Series 1, 2, and 3 may be available online at entertainmentearth.com. Right now, I would recommend going and checking. Order a bunch of them. Hand them out to trick-or-treaters. Just don't let them choke on them. They're good. They're neat. Oh, also, just so you know, if you have any Lego minifigure, pop off the hair or the hat. These could sit on top of their heads like a... It's just fun. It's stupid, but it's fun, and I really enjoy it. So check them out. You've probably checked them out by now. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Collect them all or don't. But do.